Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This is Christmas Day, the day that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he was ultimately born in Bethlehem, but his ministry ended up in Jerusalem, a very important part of Israel. And we're also going to be talking about on this Christmas Day the announcement from the president that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and that our U.S. Embassy will be moving from Tel Aviv to the capital of Israel, the undivided eternal city of Israel, Jerusalem. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barba, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, this is an amazing day. It's Christmas Day. It's my favorite day of the year, and I hope all of those listening with their family and their friends all gathered around on this Christmas Day have a very Merry Christmas. It's a great day to celebrate the real reason for the season, that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ incarnated into our humanity and assumed our weaknesses, if you will, and our flesh, and was tempted and ultimately overcame and lived in a human body, suffered as a human, and ultimately died in our place and rose again on the third day, born in Bethlehem. But ultimately, the journey ends up in Jerusalem. And of course, there's been a big announcement that I think is extraordinary, and that is that the United States policy is recognizing Jerusalem as the capital, and that we will move our embassy to Jerusalem, the undivided eternal capital of Israel.
Yeah, they're saying that move may take 2 to 4 years, but President Trump is just following through with what previous presidents have promised to do and have failed to do, and that is to simply state a fact, to officially acknowledge, and that's all they're doing is acknowledging the reality that Jerusalem is, and always has been, the capital of Israel. It's no different than picking up an orange and acknowledging that an orange is the color orange. That's effectively right. What the United States has done.
Yeah, there's no question. That's what America has done, Holly.
Right.
What we have is several thousand years, 3,000 plus years, going all the way back to King David, where he established Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And then, of course, 70 years in the modern time frame from 1948 to the present, where Israel has been a modern nation state. And there's only been one people, and there's only been one nation throughout all of history that's ever recognized Jerusalem as its capital, and that's Israel, and that's the Jewish people.
You know, and of course, it is a law. I mean, the Jerusalem Embassy Act of 1995 was passed to move the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. I mean, that is a law, but however, these previous presidents have chosen not to implement that. Gratefully, President Trump is now promised to fulfill that. But, you know, it was just really moving, guys, when I see, you know, the video and you see the flag of Israel and you see the flag of the United States together. It just almost brought me to tears to realize, God, you must really be pleased of the steps that we're making to honor your chosen land and your chosen city.
Yeah, you know, some people have asked, well, what is the significance of having recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel? Well, there's a lot of significance, both historically and also politically, and certainly biblically. Going back to Abraham, Abraham ultimately was the person who was promised that he would have a lineage that would be as numerous as the stars of the heavens, as the sands of the sea, if you will, that he would have this promise, and that promise was fulfilled.
Absolutely.
And he ultimately gave birth to Isaac. And of course, that was his only son. But God tested him to see if he had the faith to ultimately give up his only son, as God would ultimately do in the person of Jesus Christ through the ministry and life and crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And where did Abraham go to do that? He ultimately went and he bound Isaac at Mount Moriah. Mount Moriah is in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Mount Moriah is where the Temple Mount is. It's where the first stationary temple built by King Solomon was built. It's where the second temple was built. It's where Jesus ultimately came during his life. It's ultimately, the scriptures say, that the Messiah will also return to Jerusalem. And there is a lot of history with regards to Jerusalem. So Jerusalem has been and is a significant portion of the scriptures, and it has the messianic component to it, all the way from Abraham binding Isaac to sacrifice him. And fortunately, in place of Isaac, Abraham was pointed out by God to see this lamb, and he sacrificed the lamb in place of his son. Ultimately, the lamb which takes away the sins of the world came in the person of Jesus Christ. And where did that ultimate sacrifice happen? It happened there in Jerusalem, in that same location.
And you know, it's a reminder as we celebrate today the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, that we need to continue to pray for peace in Jerusalem, especially now. You know, there probably would be some additional unrest because some people will not be happy about this decision, but to continue to keep Jerusalem and Israel in our prayers as we are their allies. So as we celebrate Christmas, to also pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yeah, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, we're seeing violent backlash already, which isn't surprising. The anti-Semitic progressive left is up in arms, as is the Arab world, with Hamas even calling for a violent war, effectively.
But you know what? What's the difference?
Yeah, right. That's going to happen anyway. Be war as long
for
as the enemy.
70 years since Israel became a modern state, they've been calling for the destruction of Israel. The jihadists, some of the Arab Muslim nations, the then later developed Palestinian Arab Muslims, and later Hamas, the terrorist organization, they all want to destroy Israel and they want to wipe the Jewish people off the face of the earth. So if you acted, they're going to be mad. If you don't act, they're going to be mad. How do you deal with terrorist?
Right.
You can't negotiate with them. You just have to do what's right. What's right, biblically and historically, is that
and
according
legally.
To the facts and legally
yeah.
as well, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Israel is the modern state. It is the capital is in Jerusalem. And going all the way back 25 years ago to the Jerusalem Embassy Act of 1995, the Senate passed that act by 93-5, the House 374-37, to move the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. And Bill Clinton acknowledged Jerusalem as the capital. And George W. Bush promised it as a campaign promise. When he becomes president, the first act he's going to do, he said, is move the embassy to Jerusalem. And then Barack Obama even said, amazingly, that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. But there's been only one president who's more than rhetoric, who actually is action, and that's President Donald Trump. He promised it during his campaign, but it's more than just a campaign promise. It is the right thing to do, and that's what he has done. He has announced that the United States recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. In doing so, you recognize the legitimacy of Israel, because frankly, if you don't recognize Israel's own designated actual capital, I think it is not recognizing Israel itself.
Right.
Yeah, the controversy here isn't what Donald Trump has done, stating the obvious. The controversy is, why aren't other nations moving their embassies to Jerusalem, the proper and true capital of Israel?
I think some of the other nations will follow suit. I think you'll first see that within the African nations, which are very, very pro-Israel. There's a lot of people from various parts of the African nations that visit Israel every year. They're very pro-Israel. So I think you're going to see some of those nations come forth. I think you'll see other nations come forth and follow the U.S.'s lead. It'll take longer for France and England and some of the other European nations, and whether they come along, you know, the fact of the matter is, who cares? Whether they agree or whether they don't agree, the facts are the facts. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. End of story.
Amen.
So join us in our stand for Israel with our ministry, Christians in Defense of Israel and Liberty Council. We also have Covenant Journey. And in a few weeks, I will be in Israel with college students from all over the country as part of our Covenant Journey program. Pray for us as we tour the land of Israel and follow the steps of the kings, the prophets, and of course, Jesus, our Messiah and Savior of the world. That's Covenant Journey. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Remember us in your prayers and financial support. Any contribution to Liberty Council between now and midnight, your time zone, will be doubled thanks to a matching challenge grant that we've been given. So go to our online website, lc.org, call us or email us, and find out more about how you can be involved in advancing faith, freedom, and Israel.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.